The next patient is James Ashley. The last name is A-S-H-L-E-Y. This is the clinical case of a 42-year-old white male that has a type 1 diabetes since 2013. The patient is using a insulin pump. And along with the diabetes mellitus, the patient has had arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension has been addressed with the administration of Farxiga, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, nifedipine, as well as spironolactone. And the reason for the spironolactone is the determination of aldosterone was high. On February the 8th was 21 nanograms per deciliter. And prior determinations to that, in March of 2022 was 12, and in January 16 of 2018 was 3. So the administration of the plasma renin activity was 13. Which is also elevated. So the ratio is elevated. Period. In the middle of all of these blood pressure that has been treated with multiple medications, the patient discussed with his father, who used to snore, the possibility of sleep apnea. The test was done. He tested positive. And in the last 2 months, he has been using the CPAP machine. The patient has today, at the time of the visit, the blood pressure 118/76. And 6 weeks ago, he was 125/80. The patient says that he's feeling much better. At this point, I am going to observe the patient before I repeat the plasma renin activity and the aldosterone, since we have evidence of response to the CPAP period. Following number, the patient doesn't have any evidence of significant proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is with a normal ratio. Following number, the patient has a hematuria in sporadic determinations, 3 to 10 RBCs in a couple of times. The patient was checked for vasculitis, ANCA vasculitis, and the possibility of lupus nephritis, and the workup has been negative. follow a number of diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. This patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of statins. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested.
We're here tomorrow.
10 minutes of the time evaluating the laboratory workup. A 25 minutes with the patient and 7 minutes with the documentation.